Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, hey, you ever wonder what Brooke looked like in the first grade?
Oh, yeah, what? Oh, you're cute.
I'm like, it's hard to.
You're adorable. You look like a doll.
Dude, I was so cute. And then I got a little bit, you know, awkward and ugly.
I mean, that's just what happens.
Yeah. Oh, here, second grade.
Okay. Okay, still adorable. Still adorable.
Oh.
Find an actual awkward one.
Okay. Well, I'm just showing you pictures.
Okay.
My year old photo, and then okay. I'll find a really ugly one.
Okay. Oh my God. So cute. You were such a chunker little baby.
We all were.
Chunker babes.
Oh yeah.
Barely enough hair to put in that pony.
I mean, would you expect anything different?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay. Here's an ugly one. Plenty of ugly ones. Holy cow.
Awesome. Give them to me.
Okay, well,
it's really all I'm interested in.
I'm pretty sure this is like a Christmas morning.
I mean, it's not that bad.
The glare is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Uh-huh.
You can?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
No, there's other ones. It would probably take me a while to go through them, but.
I wish I had pictures of myself with my headgear on.
Me and my mom.
Oh my God. Cute. Your little overalls.
I know.
I probably get so nostalgic looking at these.
Dude, I was going through pictures last night. We haven't gone through them forever. Oh, this is Lacey. Look at her.
Oh, look at the little
that face.
That little face.
I
that
know.
Hair. So cute.
But yeah.
Adorable.
Oh, this is what I'll show you. This with my mom. Look at this. My mother.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like what I was saying, like there was like times when, and I actually had somebody message me that had like on Instagram, I should read it. It's really funny because I talked about how there were certain time periods where we just looked like older than we were.
Uh-huh.
That's one of those for your mom right there.
Yeah, this one.
The hair, Oh my God. Oh my God. With like the little bike shorts, that hair, yeah. That smile.
I know.
Funny.
It's so funny.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to find. Where is it? Gosh, I just get so many DMs. It's hard to find.
This is my last one.
Oh, see, that's adorable.
Oh, that's so cute.
You kind of remind me of Jersey.
And then I got uglier.
I got uglier.
Okay. This is funny. This will make you laugh. I have not stopped laughing about this. And then we're going to move on. So to bring everyone up to speed, I have been going through pictures, like family photos, because I wanted to. I'm making a photo album for my parents for Christmas.
Okay.
And it's going to be for me and all my siblings. But I ordered this like big photo album. And because we have so many pictures that are different sizes, like took me for a while to figure out what type would work best or even know what to look for. But you know, the ones where you just peel back the clear and you just stick them in. So that's what I got. But I've been going through tons of pictures. Got to get, you know, baby pictures of my parents, them growing up. I've found so many cute ones of them dating, even when they were married and they're going on trips. And then, you know, my brother, all my sisters, and then some of their kids. So kind of like a family tree type album, sure. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to put it together yet, but.
Well, you don't have that much time.
No, I'm going to start putting it together today with Robin. And then I'm going to make my sisters do it while I'm gone.
I was going to say.
Here's a picture of me. Okay.
Like, okay.
Not sure what grade. Probably like fourth grade.
I was going to say that looks like a third or fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This had to have come from either like a school thing, like our pictures were on the wall, or like, you know, get to know you or something. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I read this and I died. It's like the teacher gave me a compliment sandwich. Ready?
Okay.
Brooke Entz. Guys, I'm in fourth grade, I think. Brooke tries very hard to please those around her.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes students don't always agree with her, but she doesn't give up.
She's a little tenacious bee over there.
She stands firm on what she believes.
I love that.
Dude, I read that. Me and Lacey, I died. I was like, oh.
You're like, it's really carried through.
Yeah.
That's cute.
All right, guys, now we're done with my show and tell. Welcome back to an episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina and Devin.
Woo.
Hello.
Welcome, Dev.
Hi.
Hi. So I wanted to share this because this woman, why can't I think of the words? DM'd me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not even words, two letters. She DM'd me after listening.
It's an acronym.
Yeah.
It's an acronym.
I always forget that it is. This is what she says. She goes, I was just listening to, this is from Carrie. I was just listening to your Bamboozled by Ramen episode and started laughing while I was in the shower when you were talking about how you look so old in your photos with your son. So I thought I would send you my version. I look like a 40-year-old secretary. It made me laugh so hard. I'm glad I'm not the only one. P.S. Those are even clip-on earrings, baby. Why? Because I wore too many earrings in the 80s. I'd wear 4 hook earrings in one hole and I stretched them all out completely. I love you, ladies. You keep me laughing. And she sends me this picture. And I mean, this woman is absolutely like has the most phenomenal body now, like, and gorgeous. And like, she's definitely like some kind of, you know, into fitness or whatever. But this is the one that she sent me. I hope she doesn't mind me showing this because I don't know if I can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, she's got
six there.
I have found so many pictures very similar to that through all of my totes.
Yeah.
Like to a T.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can get to the other picture.
What'd you say, Dev?
Sorry, this is really loud. Oh, okay. So she's 50. Sorry, I'm putting you on blast, Carrie. Oh, shit. God, stop. Okay. Look at her at 50.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow. It keeps going. It went back. Right?
We saw
went
back. Though.
Shit. Anyway.
Nice work.
Insane. Like looks like she's, I don't know, in her early 30s or something. It's crazy. So, yeah. just wanted to share that. I thought that was pretty funny. And Carrie, you look absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I've been like totally using being in my 50s as like an excuse to look like shit. So I guess I have to step my game up.
You're like, well, I guess that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. I was just telling somebody, you know, just wait till your 50s, you know. I was in great shape in my 40s, but 50s, oof. But yeah, I guess, I guess I can't really do that. Well, I mean, I really just keep saying that 52 has done me dirty.
I was going to say, that's what you've been saying.
Yeah. That's what I'm sticking with. Wonder what 53 is going to bring up.
What is that song?
I don't know.
I think it's Reba McEntire.
I like that the head starts Hang getting on. It going. Woo!
I think it is Reba McEntire. Gotta find it because it's going to drive me crazy. Oh. Nope. It was actually what I was thinking is Reba McEntire, but the other song is that country song by a male artist. Can't remember his name, but it's That's My Story and I'm Sticking to It.
Oh, yeah.
That's my story and I'm sticking
to it.
But then I was also hearing Reba McEntire when she sings, Why haven't I heard from you? Tell me why. Why haven't I?
I'm like, I do not know that song.
Why?
I was never a big Reba fan.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Whoa. I know that's not a popular. I know. I mean, our friends Heather and Katie even named their dog after Reba.
The thing that would surprise me that you weren't really like a Reba kind of gal.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of artists, I'm not necessarily into all their songs.
Sure.
But her, is she an absolute powerhouse?
The voice totally.
Her blows my mind.
Yeah. No, I listened to, I used to always get them mixed up, was her with Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah. I do love Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt is good.
Yeah, I love Bonnie Raitt.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, I was watching this. Have you guys seen on Netflix that there's a new documentary that is set? It's called Don't Pick Up the Phone or something like that?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Well, how new is it?
Like pretty new.
Pretty new?
I think it just came out.
Tell us about it.
Okay. I mean, it's so unbelievable to me. A Florida man started calling over, like, oh, okay. This is over a 10-year span, right?
Okay. So the documentary is over a 10-year span.
Yeah. Well, it just follow. It's telling the story of these hoax calls that were going out to all these different fast food chains. So different McDonald's across the country, different Wendy's or pizza places, like all these different chains. And what he would do, this dude would call impersonating a cop, and he'd call and he'd talk to the manager and he'd say, we had somebody come into the station. They had their purse stolen at your establishment. And then he would give like some really vague description of somebody. Like he'd say, oh, it was a young, it would always be a girl, and it would always be a young blonde girl. Mm-hmm. And so then the manager would, you know, like we need to speak to her, like go get her off, like off, you know. And so they'd go and grab her, bring the manager would bring her into like the office. And then the cop would get on the phone with the young girl and tell him, you know, we know that you stole this purse. You either need to either come down to the station or we can have your manager do a strip search on you. Yeah.
Oh, is this a Black Mirror episode?
Dude, it is so unbelievable what some of these people did thinking that they were supposed, that they were actually doing a strip search.
Yeah.
So, and you know, you have to remember this like went over many, many years. And I'm sure that, and they said that, you know, most of the calls, I mean, over 100 calls. And I'm sure that some of them worked and some of them, you know, probably just hung up on.
Yeah.
So, but this guy was just getting bolder and bolder and bolder of telling these people what to do. So like he would start out telling the manager, like, you know, have her take off her shoes, have her, you know, and then he got like later on, like it would progress. And then he got someone completely naked. He would have a manager tell the young girl to do jumping jacks to see if anything fell out.
Oh my gosh.
No, it progressed to, I mean, like, this isn't funny. Like it progressed to a point where I think the worst case was a McDonald's manager. This woman takes the young girl into the back, gets her completely stripped. She's completely naked. Like the caller, I mean, it's so crazy to me that these people believed that this was a police officer.
Right.
And went through with it.
Yeah.
And so in the worst case, the manager was on the phone for almost 2 hours with the cop, and the girl is still in the room performing all these stupid things, you know, like she's having to explain like what her nipples look like, all the like, it's so ridiculous. So then she goes, hey, I really need to get back to work. And so the supposed cop says, well, do you have anybody that you trust that you can leave with her? And her fiance happened to be there, a man. And so she leaves her fiance in the room with this poor naked, like 17-year-old girl. And I can't remember if she was 17 or 18. Anyway, it kind of doesn't matter, I guess. But this guy, the cop on the phone, the hoax guy, gets the guy to get the girl on all fours, is spanking her. He gets her to give him like a blowjob.
Stop.
No, I'm dead serious.
Man.
It is, but man, it's like, what? I mean, I literally was just sitting there like, I mean, you know me, I've seen so many fucking crazy ass things. I was like, how does somebody convince themselves?
Or how this is a call,
and you're really supposed to be doing these things?
Exactly. Right. How,
what?
I guess it really just kind of shows. Bear with me. I'm gonna think through this.
Yeah. Well, I think these two in particular were.
Yes, but I mean, like the people that were he called, right? The one that right. The girl that's working. It in a way, it kind of just. Bear with me, you guys, because I'm just trying to think through this. It seems like it kind of shows how us as a people have really been born and grown up in a very indoctrined society where it's really hard to think for yourself in mm-hmm. moments when you've been taught that, like, for instance, this police officer, even though you don't even know if they're actually
somebody's in authority,
that's in their authority. But reality right. is they are well without their rights, very much so if they're actually a cop. So,
well, yeah, no,
just say no. I know. My gosh, well, I can't believe that.
But it's funny. My sister and I were talking about it because I was just so blown away by it. I was, you know, at work talking to my daughter and Michaela, my sister. And I was like, can you, I mean, there's so many things that you would sit there and go, oh my God, like that could never happen. That could never happen. I would never put up with that. But Michaela and I, like, you know, the way that we were raised, and there was a common theme throughout all these people that were abused. They were taught to, you just do what you're told. You do what you're told. You know, and my sisters and I were raised that way.
You
never question authority. And you know, there's a couple levels of authority there, right? I mean, mm-hmm. there's your manager. Mm-hmm. They're in charge of you. You're a young person. And then you've got the supposed cop.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought up this study, which I thought was interesting. And Kylie had heard of it before because, you know, she went to school for psychology and all that. And it was called, I'm probably going to screw it up, but I think it was called the margin study or something like that. No, margin.
What did they do?
The study is basically, they did it where they took, so like it's a bunch of people in like lab coats, right? So they seem like they're in a position of authority.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying like they're the test subjects are what they've called the teacher. And then the learner, which is the other person involved in the study, is an actor. So there's really only one person being studied and it's the teacher. And so they can't see each other. The learner is in a different room than the teacher. And then the teacher is on like a microphone and is asking the learner questions. And when the learner gets them wrong, the teacher has to electrical, like shock them. And with each question that they don't get right, the level goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're torturing them basically.
Yeah.
And so the person in the other room isn't really getting shocked, but they're like screaming and like, you know, starts out like, oh, you know, and then like screaming, begging, don't do this.
Yeah.
And they said it was like 65% of the people
kept doing it
and torturing them. And then and you can see them cause they're filming it and you can mm-hmm. see like the guy's like stressed out, like doesn't want to do it. It's not like mm-hmm. he's like, ha, you know, cranking it up. He's like uncomfortable and upset and, you know, almost, I mean, in some cases, I think that they were saying like, you know, I don't want to do this. And they're being told like, no, you have to. It's like, of course you don't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that weird thing where it's like, there's somebody in authority telling me that I have to do this and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's a complete lack of like critical thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, hello, I need to know this is wrong.
Yeah. Right.
And so they were kind of saying, and cause there were other instances, like the one that I told you about is like the worst one. Like it went so far and you kind of see the guy, cause it's all filmed. Cause they had a camera in the office and you kind of see the guy like after getting, I mean, it took him getting a blowjob to go, oh, wait, oh, maybe this isn't a cop, you know? And you see him kind of get flustered and just leave, like bail. And so he and what's crazy is that it was his fiance or whatever that
was the manager.
She keeps coming in and out of the office to get things, and the girl's standing there naked, and she's not doing anything about it. Like what is going through your head? So anyway, but in other cases, like there was one guy who. So anyway, the couple, they were actually convicted, which they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
There was another gentleman who it got to like where the girl was naked. And then I think the guy asked him to like pull her butt cheeks apart or something. can you imagine? Oh God, these poor like young girls. And I think he like went to do it or something like that. And then was like, wait, what is going on? Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And bailed. And so he wasn't convicted. But yeah, it's just, but I mean, there were hundreds of calls that went out and I don't know how many people it happened to. And then they finally think they get the guy and he was found not guilty.
What?
But nothing's happened. Well, it was just something, I don't know. They just couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
And so the guy was was let off. He ended up being like a prison guard or something. And then, but of course, since then, like they have, no one's gotten any calls. So they've stopped.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is wild.
Wild. And I, you know, I think about stuff like that and I go, gosh, I don't know how far I would let it get. When I'm just thinking of myself at that age.
Yeah.
Being so young and being scared, you know, that I would get arrested.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what I'd put up with.
Well, and, you know, depending on who was on the other end of the phone, like whoever the guy called.
Yeah.
We don't really know what people are going through. Like, what if it's, you know, someone who like really needs that job and would do anything to keep it because, you know, man, that's so messed up.
Isn't that gnarly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thought I'd just give you guys a feel good story.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Feel good Friday.
It's feel good Friday.
Feel good Friday.
All right. Well, I'll do a little update, I guess.
Okay.
I am heading to, I am heading out to go see my surgeon who did my cervical fusion to get some new scans done because I've been having a lot of pain. Been having a lot of pain.
Sing it away, baby.
Been having a scoot about beep beep doop.
Scattered away.
Scattered away.
Scattered away the pain.
Scattered away. But yeah, that's and I'll let you guys know if they find anything that's not normal. I don't think it's going to be the case, but I tell you what, I'm aching in the palm of my hand.
Ooh, you know? This is like, this is all the same pain area.
Yep.
That you had before.
And it's worse.
But you didn't have as much pain. It was more numb.
I did. Remember, I had pain, but it was all down my tricep.
Yeah. But I'm just saying like
and in the morning, it's always the worst. Oh yeah. My hands. In the morning was the worst.
Yeah.
Laying down. Right. So it is the worst when I wake up, but I've been waking up so early, well before my alarm because I hurt. But like, as I start to kind of stir, maybe I was laying on my right side or something like that, you know? And then all of a sudden it's like the aching and the pain starts to wake me up. So I readjust. Yeah. I do that. Readjust for like the last probably hour that I'm in bed. And then I'm up at 5:30. Yeah. And then I just try to stay in bed. But then as I'm laying there, I can't get comfortable. Right. Like putting pillows, trying to like, I don't know.
God, you sound like an old lady.
I am.
I'm serious. Like you're saying all this stuff and I'm like, oh, that's kind of like me, but that's just because I'm old.
Right.
Damn.
Same here.
You're in trouble.
I know.
Same here.
But
Devin, we've gone over this.
I'm going to get a scan on Tuesday and go from there.
Well, hopefully it's not anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, right? It's like you want there to be something. So you have a reason.
Yeah. Right.
Well, like if you,
but you hope it's like not like a really bad thing.
You can feel on my trap.
Uh-huh. It's like swollen.
Oh yeah. On this side, not on this side. I actually, last night I was down with my dad and my mom, my brother was over and I was doing something and I just went to like touch right here.
Uh-huh.
And there was something like kind of popped up, like a little bump.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh, and I was like, see, dad, feel it. So he felt it and he goes, oh yeah, tendon's really tight. But I don't know what it is, but yeah. I push on it, it doesn't hurt, but I'll feel it almost feel like it's like tight. And like, there's a little area that's raised up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I could just have, you know, some nerves and stuff that are being like condensed maybe because I'm just really tight through here, but I don't know. I went and had, you know, got adjusted or whatever and that didn't help. So.
Yeah. I told you how I felt about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like, do not crack your neck. God.
Cracks it, breaks it. It's just like,
yeah. And seriously, it makes me nervous. Well, that sucks, but at least you're getting it checked.
Well, now I have to clarify, you guys, Gina's saying don't crack your neck. I don't. And when I go to my chiropractor, they adjust me in a way that it's like around my fusion.
Yeah.
So they don't do like the big neck crack. We don't get to do that.
I just feel like they just crack it and it just like comes off. Like, go
oh,
fuck. Like,
oh, shit.
What do I do with this?
Or like death
becomes. Just like, in like, just in like the comes movie, off death and it's just like.
Yeah.
It's like when death becomes.
Death becomes
her.
A. Yeah, death becomes her. And she's like, oh.
Her head's just to the side.
Or it's twisted to the back.
Oh, God. I love that movie.
That is a good movie.
Oh, good.
Goldie Hawn is awesome. Oh.
So awesome.
Girl here in town that I've known her, the family she married into, for a very long time. I used to, you know, watch the kids, etc. Mm-hmm. But that's who I went and had her move my extensions up for me.
Oh, uh-huh.
And her little girl, her name is Goldie, and she is cute. So cute.
Cute. Is it just Goldie or is it for something?
I haven't asked.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's cute.
That's very
never hear
cute.
Of Goldies.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But she's just like this cute little blonde girl too. She's so little and cute. Aww. Goldie. Perfect name.
It is perfect.
But you guys ready for Christmas?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not. Like I have like certain friends that are always so good. Like my friend Sarah, I was talking to her the other day and I was like, I was about to ask her, are you all ready for Christmas? And I was like, why would I ask her if she's probably been ready since like, you know, November. Uh-huh. And so then I said that to her and she goes, I go, you are done, aren't you? And she goes, well, yeah, God, I haven't done anything. And of course, like the things that my kids have asked for aren't available now.
Right.
You know, aren't going to get here in time. So I'm like, well, it just might be money.
Hey, on that note, I want to play something for us.
What?
Hang on. It's kind of long. We won't watch the whole thing, but I thought it was pretty funny. Okay.
This is a mom truth about...
Can you hear it?
What's actually going on?
Yeah.
We're kind of sabotaging ourselves, so can we all just stop together? Number one, your kids, no one's going to anywhere really big. No one's going to the NFL. No one's going to the NHL. The ones who are probably on a farm somewhere on Timbuktu doing nothing but playing in the backyard with their friends.
Kind of like Carrie Underwood. She was just like feeding chickens.
Oh, yes.
The biggest star in the world.
All the people on the farm, they don't even try. They're just good.
Number two, no one cares about honor roll.
In a job interview, people never ask what your grades are.
If you are arrogant enough to mention it to anybody, you're not getting hired. You're a host.
Yeah,
you're next one. What happened to playing in the streets? We like all just stop the extracurricular. Piano, violin, trumpet, extra math. The streets will make you a better person, and you have to learn to like people you don't even like because they're your neighbors, not your friends, but you have to be friends with them. And that's a life lesson. When it gets dark, come home. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you're with. Just don't get arrested. Also, when you organize too early, like right now, it's freezing outside, and we're talking about summer plans. You're ruining it for all of us. Your organization is leaving no spots left for us. I don't know what our situation is going to be like in July. I don't even know if I can afford to do that thing, but I definitely won't be able to get in because you stole the spots in September. That's exactly right. You took the money that we don't have to jack the prices because of high demand. Sit down. Let's all wait till last minute. Prices will go down and all of our kids will get it. Sound good? Everyone just sit the f*** down. It's too much for us over here. Yeah, she's like,
we just want to make regular kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's basically calling so out all the moms that are like, they're planners. And way ahead, she goes, you're ruining it for the rest of us.
Seriously.
Make a plan. Let's all just sit down for a minute, wait a few months, and then we all can get in. God, I love it.
That's so good.
That's so good.
It's true.
She continues and goes into like, how everyone should just raise their, they just want to raise regular kids. They want to raise them on a farm and have chickens. And then they'll probably go to the NFL, NHL anyways, because they're out in the farm, you know, playing outside.
God, it's so true. We have so, there's a, what's his name? Sebastian something. And he's a comedian and I think he has a Netflix special.
Oh yes. I know you're talking about.
Oh,
he's Italian.
Yes. Yeah. He's so funny. And he goes through this bit about people and their kids, like thinking that they're just, you know, he does like the whole bit about, you know, everybody gets a trophy and all this bullshit and how, you know, when he was raised, his dad, I think his dad says something like, somebody was like, oh, you know, like he walks in and kind of like introduces his son, like, you know, he's kind of like, you know, a weird, like he's weird. I don't, like, we don't really know what's going on with him, you know, like never pays attention to him. So anyway, but yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's not totally on the same lines, but I was just talking about this with someone. Oh, because we were at a bookshop. We're at a bookshop, and this woman is sitting, and this translates into animals and like dogs and kids, right?
Okay.
She's sitting in the little kids area reading, but she's reading to a dog. And it's a really small bookshop, this cute little local place. And she's sitting in there and she's going, reading it. She's like, "Do you like this part, Gracie?"
And stop.
Oh, I'm serious. She's like, and then the little engine that could, and oh my gosh, this is your favorite part, Gracie. And she's just, and talking loud enough, of course, so everybody's paying attention to Gracie. You know, she wants all the attention mm-hmm. on her dog. Mm-hmm. And this is what a monster I am. I would have like pet the dog or something, but she's just making such a huge thing about it and I looked at our friend Marcus and I go, what's wrong with me that I want to ignore that dog? I just want to ignore it. And it was so cute. This cute little like Labradoodle, adorable dog. And it's not the dog's fault. And it's like kind of like looking at me and like, you know, jumping around. And I was like,
uh-uh. Oh yeah, you're nope. A magnet for dogs.
Yeah, I am a magnet for dogs. And I'm like, uh-uh, nope, not going to pay attention to you. It's your mom's fault. Uh-huh. It's your mom's fault.
If your mom didn't think that she needed to read in public, so she get some people to, you know, video her like, man, Santa Cruz life is crazy. Look at this woman talking to her dog.
Well, it's like one of those things where she was just like, every single person that would walk by, she'd be like, oh, Gracie, you like that? Oh, you love the color pants, or, you know, you and just like, we get it. You want attention for your fucking dog. Like, get over yourself. And it's like the same way with some people with their kids, you know? It's like, yeah. I'm going to pay attention to your kid because I really am not a monster. But
I really am not a monster.
I'm really not a monster. But it's like, why do you, this has happened places that I've gone before. Like where a mom has a kid and she wants everybody to pay attention to this kid. So she's doing the same thing as like this woman was doing with the dog. Like speaking for the kid. Like right. The kid doesn't even speak yet. Kids like on your tit or whatever. And you're like, oh, you love da, 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 da. Oh, you know, just trying to get everybody to be like, oh my God, your kid is so cute. So amazing. It's like, I was joking. I go, I want to get a shirt that says, I don't care about your dog. or like, I don't care about
Devin,
your kid.
Devin,
I don't care about your baby.
Dev, we're adding that to our shop.
I'm adding it.
I don't care about your dog.
I don't care about your dog.
Sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to come.
Yeah. But seriously. Yeah. And I would care about your dog if you weren't such an idiot. If you weren't such a, like, attention whore.
Yeah.
God.
Gina's like, well, sorry, pup. Could have pet you, but your owner here driving me nuts.
Seriously. Seriously. And she was, the dog was so cute. It was like, I was really struggling, you know, because I really like,
I wanted to,
like I wanted to pet the dog, but I was like, nope, I have my standards.
I'm going to stick to, do I need to, let's see. Who's Gina? Gina Marie tries very hard to please those around her. Sometimes people don't always agree with her, but she doesn't give up. She stands firm on what she believes.
That's right. That's right. So we're so drawn to each other. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give in. So I bought my book and like just steered clear of the dog. And then I like went and sat outside and like Marcus came out and I was like, just, you know, oh, Gracie, you know, I'm just like so irritated. So irritated by it. And then who comes walking outside?
Gracie and her owner.
And of course Gracie like sees me and is like jumping up, you know, and I was and like the owner's like waiting for me to, you know, pay attention to the dog, and I just went hi. So I caved a little bit, but I really didn't pay a lot of attention to it.
I wish you would have just grabbed your book and gone like this. And be like, not today, Gracie.
Not today, Gracie.
You can take it up with your God. You can take it up with your owner later.
It's not your fault. Oh my God.
That's funny.
He played.
What do you? What do you guys have?
Light coming in.
Ooh! Holy cow!
it's like a vampire.
It did a. Oh!
It's just the light. I just keep going around my table.
What are you guys' plans for Christmas?
Oh man, try. I don't know. Same as yeah, always. Try not to get too drunk. Make a fool of myself. Try to be a good example.
Yeah,
try to be a good example to my children.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to start figuring that out because you're gonna be a grandma.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've raised four children, not drunk. So I'm pretty sure I can do this.
You're like, I think I can do it.
I for sure can do it. But yeah, so yeah, we just always do like white elephant.
Yeah.
It's just so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, like I'll buy for my nieces and nephews and then my kids, my mom, my grandma. My stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. I mean, it's gotten easier.
Yeah.
Although my kids have multiplied.
Yep.
So, you know, they went from four to eight. So I just always tell friends, I'm like, do not buy me anything because I'm not getting you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much it. Christmas Eve, you know, then we'll do our thing with just Nico and I and the kids and then his girlfriend. Mm. It'll be me cooking and, you know, feeling like a loser because I'm single.
Yeah.
While they're all cuddled up on my couch.
And you're like,
No.
You're like, oh, Gracie, you love that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting a dog. No, they have a dog. They actually have this really cute little, what are those dogs called, B? No, he has one of those. They're like the little burly dogs, but they're tiny.
Oh, bulldog?
I think it's what you
French
have.
Bulldog?
Dead?
Bulldog?
French bulldog?
Yeah.
French bulldog.
Yeah. But it's a tiny one.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's what Nico has, right?
Yeah. Her name's Charlie.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of
fabulous outfits.
I was thinking of Joey.
Morgan's. Yes. You're right. They have a Shih Tzu.
He's a Shih Tzu.
That's Louie.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Those dogs are cute. I'll pay attention to, you know, my own family's dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
If they're clean.
What do you guys, exactly, because they're clean. I know where they came from.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Deb, what are you doing? You got kids coming home?
Yeah. Faith's home from school until after the first. And then her boyfriend's coming into town from Texas on the 22nd.
Are you going to let him stay in her room?
Yeah.
Oh man, there's 20... banging in there.
Clearly.
Just kidding.
Oh man, they're gonna be banging in there.
Gina, I love to live in like the delusion of like that. No, that one here.
That's my sister.
Yeah. No, that's not my kids.
No, I know. No, they're old enough. So, no, it's so funny because my sister got or my sister's baby daddy. I mean, they've been together forever. They just never got married. He got so mad at me because we were here for Easter or something. And my nephew Hayden was like a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. And he's been with his girlfriend for a long time. And my sister was like letting the girl spend the night at the house, mm-hmm. thinking that they weren't having sex.
Yeah.
And I go, what? Like they were saying something and I go, of course they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Isaiah goes, shut up. He's right there. And I'm like, all right, well,
you're like, wait,
you think they're not having
about that?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
That's what happens to me a lot. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering.
Of course they are.
Oh man.
Yeah, people are funny.
Yeah.
Not my child.
Not me.
Are you guys gonna go over to your mom's, Dev? Like Christmas.
Yeah, we'll go over there Christmas Eve and she'll cook and then we just have such a small family. It's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So And then Christmas morning, her and my dad usually come over here and bring the gifts to the kids and stuff. And then I'll make breakfast. It's pretty chill. I mean,
I love that.
It's not a big gathering.
Mine used to be crazy like Brooke's. But since my kids have all
grown up
and yours have other places.
Yours will turn back into crazy when you start getting grandkids.
Yep. Yeah, probably. Because
you'll fill back up.
Right. I mean, like our Christmas Eve is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. You know, and so, and that's fun. And my sisters are so, because my sisters both live on the same property. So their houses are literally like, you just walk across the driveway to the other one. So one always hosts the food and then one hosts the gift exchange. And they're so good at including everybody. Mm-hmm. Like my sister even asked me this year if, because, you know, Kylie's technically my stepdaughter. If she said, to make things easier on Kylie and Casey so they don't have to go anywhere, can I extend the invitation to her, you know, her biological mom? And I was like, yes. Sure.
Yeah.
We're all one big happy family. Sure. I mean, you know, she told everybody at Thanksgiving that, you know, I peed my pants. But sure, you know, I would love to put myself through that again. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. She actually did say that. I was like, what? She was trying to tell a story. I don't know if she was trying to embarrass me or what. And we're all at Kylie and Casey's. There's like 25 people there. And she's like telling everybody. She goes, yeah, remember that time that we went out and you peed your pants? And I go, what? No. What? Like, where? And she's like, oh, yeah, we were downtown and you peed your pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no, I don't remember that. I feel like I would remember that. Yeah. Anyway, we get to the bottom of the story.
Oh, you'd remember that. Because if you were sitting in your peed pants, you'd be like, yeah, this is, like, I got to get home.
Right. I mean, yeah. So anyway, I was like, no. And so it comes down to it. She thought, she was telling everybody it was like 10 years ago. I'm like, I've not gone out with Kylie's mom except for one time when we were like 20 something years old and we ran into each other at a bar downtown. So I was like really confused and it ended up, it was that time. And so then she went from, oh, it was 10 years ago to, yeah, it was that time. And then it went from that to, oh no, you didn't pee your pants. You peed behind a dumpster. I go, oh, well, that sounds like me.
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense. If you think you're gonna have to pee and I can't get to a bathroom, I'm going to pee behind a dumpster. Yeah.
You think you're going to catch me sitting in a long line to the bathroom? Yeah.
Hell no. Dumpster it is.
Right out. Yeah, dumpster it is.
I was like, whoa, where did that come from? Like, I peed my pants. Like,
whoa, let's get to the bottom of this. I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
I was so confused. I mean, she and I get along really well. And I really honestly enjoy being around her because she's so funny to me. But like, she also announced to everybody that she, I really hope she never listens to this. She told everybody that she only farts twice a month. Which is impossible.
And dude, like, that's such a weird thing to like keep.
What a weird thing to lie about. I was like, right.
She just constantly keeps the tally, like, oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, three times.
That was my second one last time. There will be no more for the rest of the month.
Yep. Nope.
I was like, and I just remember looking at her and I go, what? And I'm pretty sure that's scientifically impossible.
I only fart twice a month.
Twice a month. And Jordan, you know, my son, he's like, wait, what? Like, he was like really fixated on it.
Yeah.
Like, there, I mean, no way. There's no way. You know? And we're like, well, yeah, of course there's no way. And I said, I'm pretty sure they did a study and everybody farts at least like 13 times a day or something, or somewhere around that number.
Yeah.
And she goes, nope.
Not me. Mm-mm,
yeah. Not me. Jordan had to like take a break and he goes, he's like, I need a minute. Like, goes in the other room and comes back and he goes, yeah, nope, I thought about it. Bullshit. Bullshit. Poor girl. You know, she just comes out with this bizarre thing to say and then just, it's like, no one's letting it go.
Well, maybe she farted while she was there and it smelled real bad. And so she wanted to make it very clear that there's no way it could be her. She's already used
up her farts.
Yes. I only fart twice a month. lunch, so not me.
That wasn't me. Not it.
Well, when was your last fart?
She even went to say, well, maybe it's why I'm so bloated.
Oh.
I was like,
oh.
Sure.
They're just all, tell her to look.
Sure.
Let him out.
Let him out, man. We're okay with it. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Hey, what was our book we wrote?
Oh God, I don't remember. We literally talked about that all the way home from Devin's house.
What was his name?
It was like the 2 hours. I don't. He was a fart catcher. Oh my God. I don't remember. Gosh. We were really convinced it was gonna be a really great idea.
It wasn't Glenn.
Glenn. Yeah, I don't remember. You're asking me? I never remember anything.
But you do remember things. So do I. We just remember random things.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you ask me, I'm not going to remember it. Man. Oh my gosh.
I remember you guys telling me that you talked about this. You had the whole thing written.
It was Dwayne. Dwayne.
It was Dwayne. It was Dwayne.
I was like, Dwayne. You guys,
Dwayne the fart.
If any of you guys are out there and you publish children's books, hit us up. It's a fantastic idea.
We've got so many gold.
We have ideas. We honestly, in like a 3-hour drive, it's not just one book. We have a series.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah, it's all about Dwayne.
Well, it's like the Captain Underpants series, yeah. You know, became so popular. It's going to be right up there with it.
Yeah.
Dwayne the Fart Catcher.
It's really a book to help, you know, little kids not be so embarrassed when they fart.
By farts. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like everyone.
Let's normalize farting, guys.
I keep trying, but yeah, I just keep doing it in private. I keep farting in private.
It keeps working. It's not working. Oh my gosh. All right. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, I got to. There's people downstairs.
There's somebody out there.
There's somebody out there.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you for listening.
Don't forget to
rate, and subscribe.
5-star rating.
5-star warning.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.